Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Family and friends are mourning the loss of a Purdue football player after authorities found his body in Lake Freeman today. 22-year-old Sean Maddie was last seen going swimming during a party with friends on Sunday. A school athletics director calls Maddie a special young man with a positive spirit. Autopsy and blood test results are pending. Thousands of Indiana residents with old low-level criminal convictions can now ask a judge to seal those convictions from employers under a new state law meant to give those who have turned their lives around a second chance. Quinn Miner says he's been turned down for jobs solely before because of a criminal record, and the new law gives him a chance to provide for his family.
Just have the opportunity to be based upon my skills and my resume and not what I've done in the past.
The law that took effect Friday covers those who have completed their sentences more than 8 years ago on misdemeanors or low-level felonies that are not violent crimes or sex crimes. Colon cancer death rates continue to drop. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says the cancer is largely preventable.
Because of the increased screening as well as other improvements in our health system and health status, colon cancer rates have decreased by more than 10% over the past 5 years.
Frieden says the disease still remains the leading cause of cancer deaths among non-smokers in the U.S. A classroom building on IU's Bloomington campus was evacuated this morning after a fire broke out on the roof. No one was injured. The School of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation building is in the process of being remodeled. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 67. Right now, clear and 88 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.